Some of my friends who are like in the entertainment industries, they're like, yeah, you know, at one point I never really thought about, okay, I'm Filipino doing this, but now it feels good to be able to say that, you know, it just in some sort of activity that is predominantly done by this, you know, culture, that the best person that to do it is Filipino.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, you heard of DJ Cooper?
Yeah,
one of my friends. Yeah, you know, a lot of people were like...
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, we're cool. I mean, we used to work out together back, because he did a screen with us for a while.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
One of my best friends, brother, one of his best friends, too. Richie
Despacito?
Yeah.
Dude, I've known Richie since I was in fifth grade, and he was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Richie is how I started getting used to doing Filipino martial arts, because I was one of the reasons I got into it. Yeah. Yeah, and for instance, a classic breakbeat that's hard to find is called Breaker's Revenge. It was from that movie Beach Street. And I used to also work out with Richie's little brother, Ivan.
Yeah,
because Ivan used to do capoeira with us, too. And so because Ivan and I are almost, I think we're almost 10 years difference, maybe 8 years difference, maybe.
Not that big of a difference, because we were about the same age.
Really?
Not that old.
Okay.
Seven?
Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah, while most guys my age at that time, when Ivan was still like 15, well, he was still like 14, 15, while most kids were like, yeah, most guys my age would be like, oh yeah, you know, go hang out, go on a date and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was over at Richie's house doing capoeira with Ivan. That's all we did, just play capoeira. And it was at the point that, we also got into, we were really into b-boy culture as well. I was just like, oh, look at this, dude, you know, I found this. He goes, like, I go show me these videos, say, like, dude, look at these videos, all these guys, these are these b-boys. I was like, oh, cool, let's watch this. You know, even we were watching videos on b-boys, a couple of them, one or the other, or Jet Li, that was our other thing. But he would always, we were digging through Richie's crates one time, and we found two records, and we bought the Breaker's Revenge. And so I asked, I said, hey, Ivan, can you ask Richie if I could borrow these? And Richie said it's cool because, I've known Richie since he was in sixth grade and I was in fifth grade. And then one day it came to be that I ran into Richie and Hubert when I used to work at Ceremony. And I ran into them. And I said, hey, Richie, you know, I got you. I said, Ivan, let me borrow your copy of Breaker's Revenge. He goes, yeah, you got them, right? Yeah. I go, would it be cool if I bought one of them off you? He goes, oh, you like them? Yeah, why don't you keep them, man? I go, really? Yeah. And so it was kind of odd because, you know, on one hand, it's, okay, yeah, you know, an old friend of mine's giving me a record he doesn't listen to. But on the other hand, it's like, wow, okay, you know, Yoga Frog from the Scratch Pickles is saying, yes, okay, you can have one of my records. I'm not going to charge you for it, you know? I was like, cool, you know? And so it always felt kind of cool, you know? But, I mean, going back to that, it was kind of like, you know, it was like, wow, okay, you know, you don't have to be a particular culture to go far in a particular field. I mean, you know, a lot of people would always assume that most well-known DJs were African American. But, you know, you ask who were the best turntablers, the best scratchers, most of them were Filipino. I mean, to the point that, you know, a lot of them were banned for DJing because they were just too good,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.